USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that half of all Americans 18 and older have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. And Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something that Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's two biggest carbon emitters have vowed to get serious about climate change. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The United States and China, in a joint statement this weekend, have agreed to work together on climate change. President Joe Biden is planning to host a virtual summit this week and has invited a few dozen world leaders to participate. Climate change has been among his top priorities. The United States rejoined the Paris Climate Accord in the first hours of his presidency. Biden sent Special Envoy John Kerry to Asia for meetings with his Chinese counterpart last week. The virtual summit is planned for this Friday and Saturday. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Police in Texas are searching for a suspect wanted in a Sunday shooting that left three people dead. Austin police say they're looking for 41-year-old Stephen Nichols Broderick as the tentative suspect in the shooting at an Austin apartment complex. Two women and a man were pronounced dead at the scene. Broderick is a former Travis County Sheriff's Office detective who was charged last year with the sexual assault of a child. Police say he's considered to be armed and dangerous. And Charles Geschke, the co-founder of software company Adobe and the creator of the PDF file, has died. Geschke co-founded the company with John Warnock in 1982, which would go on to develop a number of groundbreaking creative products. Geschke's own contribution, the portable document format, is one of the most widely used formats for computers today. Geschke also survived a kidnapping in 1992. He was abducted by two men outside the company's offices and held for 4 days before police tracked down his whereabouts. Charles Geschke was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.